بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is the translation of the Jumu'ah khutbah, Friday sermon on the topic يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام. O you who believe, fasting is prescribed to you. الحمد لله الكريم المنان أكرمنا بشهر رمضان وفتح لنا فيه أبواب الجنان وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. All praise be to Allah, the most generous, the most bountiful, who honored us with the month of Ramadan and opened for us the gates of the gardens of paradise. I bear witness that there is no deity but Allah alone, who has no partner, and I bear witness that our master and prophet Muhammad is the servant and messenger of Allah. O Allah, send blessings, salutations and benedictions on our master and prophet, his family, all of his companions, as well as those who follow them in goodness until the day of reckoning. As to what follows, I counsel you, O servants of Allah, and myself to have taqwa of Allah, that is to say, consciousness and self-restraining fear of Allah. Allah Almighty says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. O you believe, fasting is prescribed to you as it was prescribed to those before you, that you may learn God consciousness and self-restraining fear. O Muslims, Allah Most High has made the fasting of the month of Ramadan compulsory. Allah Almighty says,
شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنُ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْهُ.
Ramadan is the month in which was sent down the Qur'an as a guide to humankind, also as clear signs for guidance and judgment between right and wrong. So whosoever of you witnesses the month, let him fast it. The Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, emphasized the fact that fasting Ramadan is one of the pillars of Islam, saying, بُنِيَ الْإِسْلَامُ عَلَى خَمْسِ شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا رسول الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان وحج البيت. Islam is built upon five: the testimony that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, establishing salah, the ritual prayer, paying zakah, the annual tax, fasting the month of Ramadan, and performing hajj, the holy pilgrimage to the sacred house. Allah Most High has indeed made fasting distinct and exceptional among the deeds of human beings, and attributed it to Himself as a way of exalting it and magnifying its status. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, says in a narration which he reported from his Lord, the Mighty and Sublime, كُلُّ عَمَلِ ابْنِ آدَمْ لَهُ إِلَّا الصِّيَامِ فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. Every good deed performed by the son of Adam is for him, except fasting, for that is for me, and I myself will give the reward for it. Allah Most High has designated a gate from the gates of paradise specifically for those who fast, through which only they enter and no one else. The Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said, إن في الجنة بابا يقال له الريان، يدخل منه الصائمون يوم القيامة، لا يدخل معهم أحد غيرهم. يقال: أين الصائمون؟ فيدخلون منه، فإذا دخل آخرهم أغلق، فلم يدخل منه أحد. In paradise, there is a gate which is called Ar-Rayyan, through which only the people who fast would enter on the day of resurrection. None else would enter along with them. It would be proclaimed, "Where are the people who fast, that they should be admitted into it?" And when the last of them has entered, it would be closed and no one would enter it after that. At that moment, those who fast would rejoice in the everlasting delights and noble sights which Allah Almighty has prepared for them. The Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said, لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. The fasting person has two moments of joy, one when he breaks his fast and another when he meets his Lord. What joy the fasting person will have in the divine pleasure of his Lord, and what happiness he will experience in the honor conferred upon him by his Creator, particularly when he rises above all that is base with his moral traits, conduct and interaction with others, and meets wrongdoing and abuse with tolerance. The Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ صَوْمِ أَحَدِكُمْ فَلَا يَرْفُثْ وَلَا يَصْخَبْ فَإِنْ سَابَّهُ أَحَدْ أَوْ قَاتَلَهْ فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي امْرُؤٌ صَائِمٌ. When anyone of you is fasting one day, he should neither indulge in obscene language, nor be loud and uproarious. If anyone reviles him or tries to quarrel with him, he should say, I am a person fasting. He reminds himself and the person in front of him that he is in a state of obedience to Allah Most High. And whosoever is in a state of worshipping his Lord only responds and retaliates with what is good. The Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said, As-siyamu junnah. Fasting is a protective shield. Thus, the fasting person keeps his fasting pure and untainted and strives to safeguard his tongue, his hearing, his sight, and all of his limbs. Jabir ibn Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him, is reported to have said, When you fast, then let your hearing, sight, and tongue also fast, and let there be serenity and tranquility over you, and do not make the day that you eat and the day that you fast the same. Whosoever safeguards his limbs and patiently perseveres in the obedience of his Lord has indeed realized the true essence of fasting and achieved a complete reward from his Lord, the Most Merciful. O worshippers, Ramadan is a month of action, activity and earnestness, in which the fasting person patiently perseveres in being diligent and industrious in his work and professional occupation, and for that he will receive a great reward and a generous recompense from Allah Most High. When the fasting person has finished his work and completed his tasks, he invests his time in the obedience of his Lord and engages in the remembrance of his Creator, thus being constantly with Allah Most High and under his care, protection and preservation. One of the greatest forms of remembrance of Allah is the recitation of the Holy Quran and the contemplation of its noble verses. For Ramadan is the month of the Quran. Jibreel, Gabriel, peace be upon him, would meet with the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, every night of Ramadan and recite and review the Quran with him. Preceding generations of Muslims, whenever Ramadan was approaching, they would devote and dedicate themselves entirely to the recitation of the Holy Quran. For in the recitation of the Holy Quran, there is an enormous reward. Also, of the things whose reward is huge, is goodwill widespread, and is benefit manifest in society, is feeding and providing food to others. The Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said,
مَنْ فَطَّرَ صَائِمًا كَانَ لَهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِهِ غَيْرُ أَنَّهُ لَا يَنْقُصُ مِنْ أَجْرِ الصَّائِمِ شَيْئًا.
Whoever provides food for a fasting person, to break his fast with it, will have the same reward as the fasting person, without the reward of the fasting person being diminished in any way whatsoever. The Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, would accept the invitation of his companions, and when he would break his fast with one of them, having been invited by him, he would pray and supplicate for him, saying,
أفطر عندكم الصائمون وأكل طعامكم الأبرار وصلت عليكم الملائكة.
The observers of fast have broken their fast with you, the righteous have eaten your food, and the angels invoke blessings upon you. O Muslims, also of the recommended prophetic practices through which the fasting person's reward is increased is having the pre-dawn meal, sahur. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said,
تَسَحَّرُوا فَإِنَّ فِي السَّحُورِ بَرَكَةً.
Eat the sahur, that is, the pre-dawn meal, for indeed in the sahur there is a blessing. Of the recommended prophetic practices is hastening to break one's fast. The Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said,
لَا يَزَالُ النَّاسُ بِخَيْرٍ مَا عَجَّلُ الْفِطْرِ.
People will remain fine and on the right path as long as they hasten the breaking of the fast. And also to break one's fast with the date or water before praying Maghrib, the sunset prayer. It has been reported on the authority of Anas ibn Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, that he said,
كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يفطر على رطبات قبل أن يصلي فإن لم تكن رطبات فتمرات فإن لم يكن تمرات حسى حسوات مما.
The Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, used to break his fast before praying with fresh dates. But if there were no fresh dates, he would have a few dry dates. And if there were no dry dates, he would drink sips of water. So let the fasting person rejoice in the acceptance of his fasting and the certainty of his reward by Allah's will. For the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, used to say whenever he broke his fast,
ذهب الظمأ وابتلت العروق وثبت الأجر إن شاء الله.
Thirst has gone, the arteries are moist, and the reward is sure if Allah wills. O worshippers, while we are on the doorstep of the blessed month of Ramadan, enjoying stability and tranquility, we remember our armed forces who defend country and honor, safeguard the homeland, protect its assets, and reinforce its standing and progress in the world. They constitute the impenetrable fort and the mighty shield. We offer them with all veneration and pride the salute of honor and respect, and we congratulate them on the anniversary of the unification of the UAE Armed Forces, thanking them for the efforts and sacrifices they have made and the heroic role that they are performing. We ask Allah Most High to grant them steadfastness, success, protection and support, and we give them the glad tidings of the statement of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him,
عَيْنَانِ لَا تَمَسُّهُمَا النَّارِ عَيْنٌ بَكَتْ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ وَعَيْنٌ بَاتَتْ تَحْرُسُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ.
There are two eyes that shall not be touched by the fire, an eye that wept out of fear of Allah, and an eye that spent the night standing on guard in the cause of Allah.
فاللهم بلغنا رمضان وعنا فيه على الصيام والقيام وضاعف لنا فيه الأجر يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ووفقنا لطاعتك أجمعين وطاعة رسولك محمد الأمين صلى الله عليه وسلم وطاعة من أمرتنا بطاعته عملا بقولك يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم نفعني الله وإياكم بالقرآن العظيم وبسنة نبيه الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.